Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the show. This is the Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. I'm your host, pop art painter Jamie Rocks, and this is the big show. You found it. I sure am glad you did. Very, very exciting. It's this week, man, it's been a crazy week for me. I have been, well, this time of year, I have been doing nothing but painting and hanging up Christmas lights. That's not true. We had a big wedding day yesterday. No, well, we didn't have the wedding day. We had wedding preparation day yesterday, where we met with everybody for the upcoming, mine and Danny's upcoming nuptials, and it was a 5-hour meeting. I was ready to I wish I was doing a show instead. No, I shouldn't say that. No, it was a great time, but I'm very, very excited about today's show. I really am. We've got a alternative pop singer songwriter on with us today, and she is just cool, turned up to 10. I was blown away when I first heard her music and whatnot. It was amazing. And she's on today. So I'd like to welcome Miss Natasha Jane Jillian. Natasha, how are you?
I'm great. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Oh, yeah. Super excited to be here.
Absolutely. You are it's such an interesting story and whatnot about you. I was looking a little through my show notes. And like I said when I was introducing you, I was just blown away with your music. It is just so cool on many levels and just very, very interesting. I really, really like it a lot. Have you always been a musician? I mean, like when you were a young lady, when you were a girl, did you know that, well, rock star is what I'm going to be, you know, like, serious performing musician is what you're going to be doing, or were there other plans?
I mean, I've always loved the stage. So I, when I was young, I was actually started off as a dancer. So I danced. I was in like all the shows, and then that led to musical theater, and then I started, you know, doing acting and dancing and singing together. So, but no, I didn't answer your question. I didn't actually play any instruments until I was much older, and then I decided that I wanted to play piano to help me with my songwriting. So, and then I fell in love with piano and writing songs, and that was like a whole new world for me. So it really, really changed, yeah, from what I thought I wanted to do. So,
wow, it's amazing. You know, it's your poor parents. No, I'm kidding. And it goes to show any parents listening, support your kid. If she wants to dance and then, you know, drive her all over town, because you never know. You know.
Yeah, that was my mom. She was a single mom of 5 kids too. So yeah, I'm sure I.
Oh wow. No, was it a good mix of 5 kids of boys and girls, or was it? Did it lean to one? Because sometimes that does. That happens. It'll lean, like it'll be all boys or all girls. Or how was it in your house?
We had 3 girls. I'm the middle. I'm the youngest of the girls. And then I have 2 younger brothers after me. And it was absolute chaos all the time.
I can only imagine. Now, are any of your siblings also, did they have that this musical gene, this talent? Did that come about in them as well?
Yeah, actually, my older sister, she plays guitar and sings. She doesn't do it professionally. She's actually a teacher now. But she's really good. And both of my younger brothers play guitar and sing. And they kind of want to, like, record something eventually, but of course they have regular jobs and are just, you know, living, so that's on their to-do list. So yes, and my mom also plays guitar and sings as well, so yeah.
That's fantastic. That's cool. Well, you could start a whole family band, you know, kind of a
Like the park.
We thought about it when I was young.
Oh, well, there you go. Your mom just wanted to put you all to work. That's what that was about. No, I'm teasing.
Probably.
No, I was just talking to my girlfriend, my fiance, I gotta get used to saying that. And they all, she has two sisters, and they all played a musical instrument, you know, like flute and stuff like that, except the youngest. And I said, well, what happened with Winnie? That's her youngest sister. And she goes, she wanted to play a harp, and my parents weren't going to buy a harp. And I'm like, I understand.
The harp is awesome.
It is, but they're not cheap, you know.
Right.
But, man, yeah. You know, your mom, here she is. She's working. She's raising all you kids and everything like that. And then you all get into instruments. You know, that's lessons and expense. And God bless her. You know, that's awesome.
Yes. God bless
get her
her
a nice Christmas gift this year. She earned it. Very good.
Yeah.
Now,
actually, it's funny
go ahead. The first band that I was ever with,
there was a harp player in the band. Yeah, so we were super eclectic.
Cool is that?
But
how cool is
yes.
that? That's awesome.
Funny enough.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, now you, you're a California girl, but you, as we were talking off mic before the show, you've traveled around and moved around and been all over the place, it seems. Europe and down here in Florida and all over.
Yeah, I've been around. I never really left California up until I was about 18, and then after I hit 18, we moved to Florida for a year to Miami, back to California, back to Florida for another 5 years, and then after that we went to Europe for 3 years, and then I just got back a few months ago, so I'm kind of ready now to be back home.
I hear you. I tell you, I grew up in the suburbs of Detroit, went to college in Boston, and then I just had enough of snow, and I moved to San Diego. I wanted to get the total opposite of Boston. And Southern California is hard to beat. Any part of California is hard to beat. Come about February, if you've lived somewhere where there's ice and snow and whatnot, it's real nice,
that's
you
true.
Know.
Yeah.
Gals flip flops and people hanging Christmas lights, you know, in shorts. It's amazing.
Yeah,
oh,
I didn't realize how great it is really until I moved away. Because when you just are around it and that's the norm for you, you kind of take it for granted. But when you leave, you're like, hey, I really miss Cali.
Absolutely. We're in one of those. And I'm sure you remember that about once or maybe twice a year, we'll have the few days of where the 50-degree, 60-degree weather will come down here in Florida, and everybody freaks out. You know, it's people are walking
Absolutely.
Around here in big sweaters and turtlenecks. Yeah, exactly. Amazing.
That was me. I was one of them.
Oh, I'm telling you, it happened. It happens. Oh, well, that's cool. So you've been doing the music thing for a minute here and the ins and outs and whatnot of it. That's very, very cool. Now, you've got a my show notes here says, and it's true that you blend different styles, pop, rock, soul, and trip hop, one of my favorites. you're very, very eclectic, but you have this, and I don't mean to be weird or anything, but you've got a great set of pipes on you. Your voice is just a very haunting and very just pulls you in, you know, very sweet at the
Thank
same time.
You.
Yeah,
Thank you.
I'm very impressed. Were you, you know, growing up in the way you did and whatnot, were all into all genres of music, all types of stuff?
I was, yes. I was, it's funny because I had, you know, friends that listened to, you know, hardcore rock and even heavy metal. And I always listened to pop, always, all sorts of pop. But I also listened to country. I also was into, you know, Limp Bizkit and even Nine Inch Nails and also older stuff, too. I listened to Carole King and Linda Ronstadt.
Mm-hmm.
And the Eagles. So I really had a really wide range of musical taste. And I think
that's
what's hard now is trying to, you know, pin my music in one direction, because I really feel like I connect to a lot of different types of music. So that's probably why I try to incorporate, you know, a little bit of everything here and there, because I like it.
Yeah, yeah, I'm the same exact way. You know, and maybe it comes with age a little bit. You know, I'm turning into an old man now. And you know, it's interesting. I'll talk to young kids, or younger people, I should say, and they're like, "Oh, how can you ever listen to country?" And I'm like, "Well, first off, it's obvious you've never been through the giant heartbreak that will happen. I feel bad for you. hopefully you'll get through it, but." Yeah, Hank Williams understood. That's why.
Country gets you through those bad times.
Exactly, you know. But I'm kind of teasing. I tell people I like good music. Whatever I'm in the mood for, and it can be anything. One of the things I really dig. Everybody's down on millennials today. You know, everybody's talking, oh, the millennials this, the millennials that. One of the things I really like about them is that the first generation to grow up, iPod generation with playlists. And it's interesting when you listen to, when you talk to some of these people, at least that I've met, they'll make these playlists that are just crazy. You know, they'll be listening to like you said, heavy metal, and then they'll go into hip hop and then country, you know, and because they're single based, you know, they are exposed to singles as opposed to, you know, and you're probably that way too. I'm one of those old guys that used to buy albums. You know, I'm a painter by trade, and that was my first big painter artistic dream, was to move to California and get a job painting album covers. That was the big goal. Oh yeah,
that's
never
awesome.
Happened. Yeah. I've done a couple album covers, but not where I could pay, you know, rent or anything like that. You know. You know, buy
right,
cars
you'd have
with
to do a lot.
You know how it is.
That's
an
awesome dream.
You know, the music industry changed, you know, along came CDs and then the streaming revolution and whatnot. But, you know, that's one of the things that that is great about you, because you're so focused on your, you know, with your music and whatnot. You can tell listening to it that it's you put a lot into it. You know, you don't just, you're not recording this in a bedroom into your phone. This is serious stuff. You know, it's very big, full sound. A lot of thought. It's at least it seems that way to me. Now, as an artist, though, I know that it isn't always cheap to make that happen. You have to have that hustle going to pay for all this. You know what I mean? And to get it going and whatnot. Long are gone are the days of, you know, somebody saying, "Hey, here's a big giant check. Go be creative." We all wish that would happen, but it's rare when it does. It's a lottery win. How do you go about that? Do you just save up and work hard, or is everything kind of go in a place now where it just moves right along? Or how is your artistic journey, musician journey, on the business side of things?
It is really hard, like you said, in the beginning when you're just, you know, starting up as a new artist, you realize that you have to put something up front. Otherwise, you know, nobody but you and your mom and your couple of friends are going to hear your music. So, yeah, this was the first project that I pretty much spent a lot more than I had been used to doing,
right.
And I was lucky enough that I was, you know, in a position with my our family's work that I could do it, but it wasn't easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this was the first one that I actually did that. In the past, I had been so lucky to have help from friends to put something together, like the production together to get my songs out there. But this project,
right.
I collaborated with a UK producer, Dom Morley. He's won a Grammy actually. And we started working together, and I flew out to England to record the vocals, and I had help from my really good friend guitarist out there. So that's where I think the really full sound comes from. But yeah, I did write the song, and a lot of, like you were saying, a lot of this was not just something that I wrote overnight. Yeah, it was like a year in the making of these five songs.
Right.
So it's really special.
And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Right now at Sprint, get any next-generation Samsung Galaxy phone and get the new Galaxy S10e to use on us with Sprint Flex Lease. The Galaxy S10e has a pro-grade camera for effortless pro-quality images. Visit a local Sprint store, sprint.com/Samsung, or call 800-SPRINT-1. Galaxy S10e, $31.25 per month. Second phone, $0 per month after $31.25 per month credit. Apply within two bills. Requires two new lines and 18-month leases. If you cancel early, remaining balance due. Excludes tax, subject to credit, $30 activation fee and restrictions. Offer and coverage not everywhere.
Aloha. If you have stress in your life or even anxiety and panic, I want to invite you to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast for a way out. The Anxiety Coaches Podcast is a relaxing and inspiring show bringing you lifestyle changes to calm your nervous system and help you heal. Heal anxiety, panic, and PTSD for life. We bring you two episodes every week. There's no need to walk this path alone. Join us for a relaxing, informative, and inspiring time and start your journey out of anxiety panic. That's anxietycoachespodcast.com. Aloha.
Hey there, my name is Paige Beatty, and I am the founder of Hats On and Hats Off, which are two separate companies but aligned by the same philosophy of raising cancer awareness and forming smiles. Hats On is a for-profit corporation that sells cancer-specific hats to be proudly worn by you in hopes of raising awareness. A percentage of the proceeds will be donated to Hats Off, which is a nonprofit corporation raising money to buy wigs for cancer patients who can't afford them. That's where we're forming smiles. I believe cancer has touched almost everyone's lives in one way or another, a friend, a family member, a friend of a friend. So please visit our website, www.hatsonhatsoff.com, to learn how you can help raise awareness and form smiles.
Roxgear, the online webshop of high-end luxury merchandise and products, all featuring original pop art paintings. From La Jolla to Miami to London, www.merch.jamierox.us.
Hey guys and gals, I just got word from L'Apothecary Unique. They're having a big holiday sale over there. Very, very cool stuff. Now, here's the deal. If you use the code SALERocks, it's a discount code, SALERocks, SALEROXX, you get the holiday discount. So be sure to use the SALERocks code. Very, very important. Happy holidays, everybody. Hey, folks. Located in the hills of Tennessee, L'Apothecary Unique offers all natural, organic, gluten-free skincare. Hair care products, perfumed oils, medicinal salves, makeup, incense, and aromatherapy items, bath salts, and even much more, including something special for the fellows, like beard and mustache balm, astringent, and aftershave. Each item is made to order just for you. So check out LapothecaryUnique.com, spelled L'ApothecaryUnique. L'ApothecaryUnique.com. Well, you know, it's so true. And people not in the creative world, I don't think, and not to their dismay, they don't need to. Sometimes it's not, you don't want to know how the magic trick works, you know, but they don't realize. Because we all hear, like in your case, we'll hear the finished product. And we're like, oh, wow, that's, you know. That's amazing, and people just assume, and wrongly so, that, you know, nothing good was on TV last Tuesday, so Natasha just whipped this out. I get it with my paintings. people are like, oh, you know, just knocked that out last night, huh? And I'm like, yeah, of course. You know, the reality is, and this thing fought me. I wanted to throw it in the street and jump up and down on it and, you know, hoot and holler. But that just isn't, you can't do it, you know. That doesn't make house
payments. Yeah, I know.
You got to get it done. But, you know, it's interesting, though. You know, and I think one of the things I'm very envious of my musician friends is the tools you work with. You can get such an tell your story in such a dramatic way and a way that resonates with people that it's hard to do with painting, but it just, it's very cool. I'm very envious. You know, you listen to like any of your tracks, really, like Mechanical Heart and whatnot. Man, that has been played, by the way, on Spotify about, oh, I don't know. I think we bought you a newspaper or at least a magazine. My gal liked that song a lot when she heard me playing it. And
that's awesome.
Played a lot. So we know all the words.
Mechanical
here,
Heart,
you know,
is one of my favorites. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, it's fantastic. All your music. No, you're releasing these as singles, right? You're not going to do, or well, you did an EP. Angel is an EP. I take that back. So Angel is, that just came out, a collection of music as well, not just singles. I'm sorry about that.
No. Yeah, so two of the songs, Mechanical Heart and Bathing in Your Garbage, were singles released. And then at the end of the year, just a couple of weeks ago, I released the EP, which had those two songs as well as Angel and two more songs. So,
nice.
So yeah, that's a collection.
Well, very cool. Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. You got to buy the EP because you're gonna. We're only gonna play three songs today. If you want to hear the other two,
you got to get that EP. Very, very cool. I think it's smart. I think it's very smart how you. A lot of people do that. They'll release singles and whatnot, build up momentum, as it will, and fan base. You know. It's fantastic. Let's play a track. What should we start everybody out with? We've got Bathing in Your Garbage, Mechanical Heart, and Angel. What should we start people with?
Let's start them off with the order that they came out. So we'll do Bathing in Your Garbage, Mechanical Heart, and Angel.
Here you go, folks. This is Natasha Jane Jillian. I got tongue tied there for a second. And Bathing in Your Heart. Or I'm sorry, Bathing in Your Heart. Well, what is wrong with me today? Bathing in your garbage. Not in your heart, in your garbage. Here it is.
The rain.
Man, I like it. I like it a lot. Breathing in Your Garbage. Fantastic, fantastic track by Natasha Jane Gillian. Natasha, what a track. Very, very cool.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, I love that one. It's super dark and it's a little bit eerie, but I like stuff like that. So
I hear you. I'm the same way. You know, well, we're artists. You know, that's part of our MO, I guess. How did this track come about when you were writing this? I'm just, where were you at? What was going on?
I was living in Europe when I wrote this, and I was going through a bit of a dark period, let's just say that. So I started writing this, and actually it started off with the title Toxic Mood, about someone's toxic mood. And then I sort of went another direction with it. I'm like, look, I don't want to really spell it out for everybody just point blank. And so I started thinking of other ways to say what I was trying to say, and I came up with bathing in your garbage. So it was more fun that way, and playful, and not so serious.
Let me ask you this. Are you still in touch with that person, and have they heard the single? Do they know their nonsense kind of influenced something?
Yes, I am. I'm in contact with them, and And they've heard it, and I've never really told them point blank it's about you, but I'm sure they know.
And tossing and turning at night, going, I know that song's about me. I know it. And you know they're going, I don't know where she's even getting that from. I'm perfect. Everything I do is wonderful. That's it. Got it.
Right.
Oh, man. That's funny. That is funny. Well, you know, the cool thing is it led to a great song. I'm telling you, it's great to be able to use anything that, you know, the world throws at you. If you can use that for rocket fuel and turn it into something, you know, it's a good thing. I had a friend of mine. He's a bass player. You know how these crazy bass players are. Anyway, he was going through a big breakup, and he came down here to sit on the beach for a week, and he's like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. I'm like, you're a country guy and a rockabilly musician, man. This is enough material for two albums. Are you kidding me? Get to work.
Wow.
You know? Oh, man, you got all kinds of potential there for songwriting. Do you need a pad and pen? I'll get you one. Here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, that's very cool. So this was the first single on this project. Now, you have released other things, as you mentioned before, so you kind of, you knew what was going in. This wasn't all fresh. I'm curious, though, because you're working with all these fantastic producers and whatnot, did that track, because, man, it's such a cool track, did it, the version we hear, the end result, was that very similar to what you brought to the producer, or changes made? How was that process?
It's very different. Yeah, I mean, the song sounds the same, so all the chords are the same and the melody is the same, but I write at home with piano, so, and I'm not the greatest piano player in the world, but I pretty much send over a very basic track with just piano and vocals, and I'm like, here, do something with this. And, but having said that, beforehand, I had done some research and sent over a really specific playlist of songs that I liked and explained what I liked about each one of these songs. So he built the sound of the song based on the songs that I had sent him. So And then we would just say, yeah, I like that. I don't like that. And but he kind of got it right on the first go. He sent me a little sample, and I was like, oh, my gosh, this is perfect. So that was great.
That goes to show what a professional you're working with. You know, that he knew. He tapped in. He knew where you were coming from. And, you know, it's great. It's interesting. And musicians have to deal with this. You know, you deal with just part of the game. you know, part of that process of working with producers and whatnot. And when people, artists, musicians and the like, or, you know, whatever, sculptors, whatever, it's very hard for them when they're first starting out to listen to other people's ideas. Everybody knows what they're doing is just, you know, going to be wonderful. And sometimes it ain't. And I think that's you better get over that, you know, you better work with good producers or good advisors, or, you know, I listen to everybody because, you know, I'm old enough to realize I don't know everything. And
right.
You know, it's
me neither.
Saves me a lot of time. Say again.
No, me neither. I was saying, I'm not good at everything either. It's what it is.
Oh yeah. Exactly. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Support for this podcast comes from the University of Texas MD Anderson Cancer Center, ranked one of the top cancer centers in the nation for the last 27 years. The doctors at MD Anderson treat more rare cancers in a single day than many physicians see in a lifetime. And treatment plans are tailored to an individual patient's needs, allowing more comprehensive and thorough care. To become a patient, please visit MakingCancerHistory.com.
Hey guys, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, last year I was on holiday with my girlfriend Danny. We were at Disney World and having a great time. It's the happiest place on earth. And I dropped my vape, just like a Butterfingers, and it was a pain in the neck. They just don't have anything there to replace it and whatnot. So we had to drive 45 minutes each way to get a new one. And, you know, that's an hour and a half out of our day, man. But anyway, that wouldn't have happened because if I would have had this fantastic new product, the C-Ring. It's very, very cool. What it is it attaches to your vape, designed to protect your investment with comfort, flexibility while doing your day-to-day activity. What it does is it goes in there, you put your finger in there, and you hold it, and you're not dropping your vape, breaking it and whatnot. It's very, very cool, and if you need both hands, they have a lanyard you can hook to, and it's awesome. It's awesome. The C-Ring, you can find out more about it and pick one up at their website, www.thecring.com. Again, that's www.thecring.com. Be smart, be like me, get a C-Ring if you're a vapor. Very, very good. Oh, and hey, holidays are coming up, man. This is a very cool gift for somebody. If you have somebody on your shopping list that vapes like I do, get them a C-Ring. Thecring.com. Now, we were talking a little bit off mic when the track was playing, and I mentioned I love with a capital L your website. It is fantastic. I don't know who built it, but whoever did, buy him or her a cup of coffee next time you see him because they earned it. This is a great website, and it's very easy to find, ladies and gentlemen. NatashaJaneJillian.com. We have links up on our show page and et cetera to it. And ladies and gentlemen, all these links, I just want to take a quick second, all these links, you know, when we convert the show to a podcast and push it out everywhere, these links follow the podcast. So however you're listening to the podcast in the future, thank you for listening, you can click on those links and get right to it. So I love your website, Natasha. It's fantastic.
Thank you so much. Yeah, actually, I built that myself.
No. Did a wonderful. You a cup of coffee.
Okay. I had another company doing my website before, and it frustrated me because I couldn't manage it myself. And every time I had to make a change, I had to you know, write them. And there was too many changes because, you know, every day something changes and I add and delete. So I ended up doing that one myself. And so thank you.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Absolutely. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I remember it was, gosh, it's been about 20 years ago now. I had a little gal I was paying, you know, to do my website. And, well, the whole story is, you know, I'm a painter. Like I said, you know, we were kind of dating, me and this gal, and that ended, as things do. And I went to look at my website one day, and I, you know, put it in, and it came up, and everything was gone. It just said, Jamie is a big jerk. That's all it said. And I had no passwords to change anything. So I went down and took a couple classes at the community college there in San Diego and learned how to make a website. So that won't happen again. But yeah, you did a fantastic job on yours. I'm very envious. And also, you were on it, lady, on your social media. Ladies and gentlemen, Natasha, there's links right there when you get to her website of all of her social media. And I suggest you like, follow, subscribe, you know, do whatever you got to do on each one. It's very important for people. I don't know if they realize or not. If you like somebody, you know, I don't know, you like somebody that makes the best brownies in town or whatever, like their social media. We live in an algorithm world, and it helps so much. And it gets the word out, you know. So like and share. Now, on your website and various social media, Natasha, I see that you're playing out in support of the EP, right?
Yeah, this has been great because I just, you know, a few months ago when I got back to LA, I started looking for musicians to you know, be part of my band. So I was able to get some really talented guys, and we just had our first couple of two shows. And yeah, there's more ahead. So far it's working out really, really great. Yeah.
That's awesome. That is awesome. Very, very cool. Well, let's play the next track. I love all of these tracks. I was telling Natasha when we were talking during the last track that was playing. Danny heard me playing this track. It's the first time I listened to it when the press kit came in and whatnot. And she just fell in love with it. This track has been played a lot in our house, and I still love hearing it. It's fantastic. Mechanical Heart is what we're going to play next. Should we play it and then talk about it, or do you want to talk about it first? Either way, Natasha.
Whatever you want. Okay.
Let's play it, and then we'll talk about it. This is an amazing track and has an amazing video as well. So here it is.
Thank you.
What a fantastic track. What a fantastic track. One of my favorites. I like them all. I like them all. And I especially like that one a lot. Natasha Jane Jillian, Mechanical Heart. Natasha, out of the park. You hit it out of the park there.
Thank you. You know, that song, it all really is also one of my favorites. So it's actually, I'm not sure, he might be on the line right now, but that song I fell in love with when we went to go record it in UK at a studio. And my guitarist, who was also my previous guitarist for my previous songs as well, he put the Ebo on that song, which I had never really heard before in person or put on my tracks. And as soon as he put that on, I was like, oh my gosh, it just made it that much more amazing. And I think Phil Baker is his name. He might be on the line right now. So thank you, Phil.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, what a great. We were talking a little bit off mic that about the video. I really, really dig the video for this. It's I've been playing it. It's on my website right now, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, put in Mechanical Heart, Natasha Jane Jillian. It pops up. It's right there. And today, as a matter of fact, Natasha, after every show, for those listeners of mine, that they all know this, that I usually on Facebook and on my blog, I'll as I'm doing the post-production, I'll put a video up on the big screen in here while I work. And today we'll definitely be playing that Mechanical Heart video after the show, everybody. So. If you haven't seen it, you can check it out then. And now, folks, a couple quick messages from some of our show sponsors. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the rest of the interview after these quick messages.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
Glittering amethyst, energizing citrine, colorful fluorite, the other side of the sun, Earth's treasures brought to light. Since 1999, we have offered a unique collection of hand-selected minerals and gems for every budget, for novices, collectors, and healers. Visit www.tosots.com. to view our wide selection of offerings and use coupon code ROCKS, that's ROXX, for 10% off your first order. Remember, TOSOTS.com, Earth's treasures brought to light.
Hi folks, Jamie Rocks here. Hey, if you're a big fan of cool historical books, like me, then you're going to want to check out our newest show sponsor, Michelle Albion, a fantastic author. She's got some really interesting, cool books out that you're going to want to check out. I'm a big fan of all of these. The Florida Life of Thomas Edison, The Quotable Edison, Quotable Henry Ford, Quotable Eleanor Roosevelt, and of course, The Quotable Amelia Earhart. Michelle's just very keen and very, very cool. And these are just very cool books. So check out her website. There's links to where you can pick these up on Amazon and Barnes & Noble all over the place. MichelleAlbion.com. 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 Very, very cool stuff. Check it out, folks.
How are you a fan of making music videos, or are they a necessary evil, or do you dig doing them, or what's the story with that, Natasha?
I absolutely love doing videos, and if I could afford it, I would always make sure I do like a proper video, because it really finishes the story. And so it's just like every written song comes with a story behind it. And I love making that clear to the audience and saying, painting the entire picture for them. And I love the creative process of it. I love to sometimes go into areas that I don't get to be in my normal life and or my alter ego. And I just love dressing up and I love every part of it.
Well, you look amazing in the video and some amazing fashion in there as well. I like that orange jumpsuit that you're wearing in a couple shots there. Oh, all your looks and videos. Very, very cool.
Thank you. It was really fun.
Now, do you guys plan all that out ahead of time? And do you have a lot of input on how the video is going to be made? Or do you leave that to the director? Or how does that process work?
Normally I come with like a good idea of what I want it to be like. But then having said that, I give that information to the director and I trust the director to, because he does this every day. He knows what looks good
right.
and what doesn't look good. And with this particular video, I had an idea, but he added so much more that I wasn't even thinking about. And I had worked with him on a previous video, which was my Happily Ever After video. And he did such a great job. And I really, really trusted him for this. And I think that's why it worked so well. We really worked really well together. And so I had a little bit of an idea of what I was going to wear. But honestly, when I came to the shoot, it was pouring rain in London. I had a bag full of clothes. And I carried around this bag all around London on foot and, like, changed, you know, in, like, a bathroom of a restaurant for the next scene. So, yeah, it was an adventure.
You know, that's awesome, though. It came out fantastic. And it's amazing. It's amazing. And
Thank you.
That's wonderful. The next track we're going to play is Angel. Now, I saw a lyric video for this. And it's a great lyric video. I don't mind lyric videos. I think lyric videos are fantastic. It gets the track out. That's the important thing. And sometimes you can kind of do, you know, create a mood, I imagine, with a well-done lyric video. Tell us about, is there going to be a traditional type video for Angel, or is it just going to remain a lyric video, do you think?
In the future, if I have the funds for it, I would love to do a proper video. Yeah, it just came down to that, basically. But I mean, I had some pictures from a photo shoot, and I thought that they fit the mood for the song. So I put that together. It was really about Angel. Was really about people really connecting, saying that everybody needs an angel. It could be a special person. It could be, you know, what people traditionally think as an angel. So when you're going through those tough times. So.
I hear you. And we've all been there. I have to ask, because I was looking at your Facebook page, which we have a link to, everybody. It's very easy to find, facebook.com/ Natasha Jane Jillian. You have a picture where at first it's a black and white picture. I thought, I looked at it, I'm like, uh-oh, her mascara ran. She's kind of doing a little bit of analysis over here. I read a little bit on it. It wasn't mascara at all. What happened?
Well, I had this idea, see my crazy ideas that I come up with, that I wanted to have blood in this photo shoot because it was like I'm bleeding, but I thought it was more dramatic than your traditional crying, you know. So I wanted it like blood dripping down just to make it even more dramatic. So that one, it was hilarious because I didn't know the blood actually stings really bad. And makeup artist put it a little bit too close to my eyeball. And it was burning, but I was like trying to take these real serious pictures. And I got but after that, I just burst out laughing. I was like, can you get this out of my eye? It seems really bad. So, yeah, that was bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I totally relate. A million years ago, when I was a young weirdo, we used to go to this gothic industrial club. And I met this girl that I really liked. And, man, she was really into vampires and the whole gothic. You know, she was black, into black, I should say, you know, right here, right now. She was into it. And so one night before we went out, I'm like, I'm going to really impress this gal. So I got real gothed out, you know, the nylons on your arm, the whole thing, white face. And I said, it's just missing something. And then I hear you with the crazy ideas, because this was a crazy idea. And when you were telling your story, I was wincing because I remember the pain of this. I took red food coloring and did a drop in each eye. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
It burned so bad. Yo,
oh
terrible.
My God.
Yeah. The whole whites of my eyes were, like, glowing red. And, you know, we didn't go out that. I couldn't leave the house that night. It was bad. And I remember it stained my eyes and didn't go away for like 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
So bad. Yeah. So if there's a tip, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to, you know, play with these dramatic effects and whatnot, don't do them in your eye. You know, yeah, my girl Danny, she does all these costumes and stuff, and she has these crazy contact. Well, I can't even put a contact lens in. That's too much. After that, you know, it's too much. And she's always popping these things out. I'm like, you are crazy. Not going to happen. But it is a cool picture, Natasha. You've got this smile on. You've got this blood coming down out of your eye. I love it.
It is very dramatic.
A definite memory for sure, yeah. See, that's why I have these crazy ideas to create these crazy memories.
There you go. Well, let's play the track. Here it is, everybody. This is Natasha Jane Jillian, and this is Angel. Check this out.
Thank you.
And that was Angel, everybody. Natasha Jane Julian. Angel, what a track. What a track, Natasha. Another good one. The EP is just going to be great. I got to hear the other two. I got to get the EP. It's amazing.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, no, people can get this, the EP or singles and whatnot. These are all out. I know you're on Spotify and whatnot because it gets played, like I said, in our house a lot. Can they also get them through your website or just wherever you buy digital music is the best way to do that?
Yeah, I've got on iTunes, Spotify, every platform you can download or stream the album. And then on my website, you can get a physical copy. I've got some of them made, and I actually put some, it's actually a fold-out digipack, so I put some slot into it.
Oh, cool.
And so, yeah, you can head right over there. I've got a couple different payment options, and yeah, and I can ship it out to you. So.
Very cool, very cool. And I bet you, ladies and gentlemen, if you put a little note in there and a little extra fold in money, she'll probably sign it for you, which is going to be great because in a year or two, if you're broke and you're in Vegas, you can go to the Pawn Stars and pawn that signed CD for a new car, and it'll be wonderful. Very, very cool, Natasha. Very cool. Now, we mentioned you guys had played a couple dates there in Silver Lake and whatnot this fall. Any upcoming dates that we should mention, or is everything still kind of in the works on that? For the new year. Pardon me.
I've got an upcoming date, January 30th in North Hollywood. It's a more intimate gig. Yeah. And I'm talking to the Viper Room right now about possibly doing a gig there, but that one's not set in stone. So hopefully over the next couple of weeks, we'll have some more things set in stone. So.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. That's cool. Have you played the Viper Room before? That a lot of history there.
I have not. So yeah, this will be a first for me.
Oh, that's amazing. I wish I wasn't 3,000 miles away. fantastic. But maybe we'll sneak in there. It'll be wonderful. Very, very cool. Now, I know we're promoting Angel and the singles with that. I have to ask, just from a fan point of view, because I want to hear more and whatnot, are the wheels turning for the next project?
Yes, they're always turning. But at this moment, I have a couple of new tracks in the works, let's just say. And I'm going to be collaborating with another producer from the UK, as well as somebody local here in LA for the other songs. So, we got some nice stuff coming up.
Nice, nice. Well, there you go, guys. There you go. And, you heard it here. I am so excited. If nobody's told you this yet, Natasha, at least today, keep doing what you're doing because you're super good at it. It's amazing music, and I'm just so glad that I know about it, and was able to, let out some other people know about it and everything. Very, very cool stuff.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. It's people like you and all my, fans that, send me these messages that keep me going because, I'm like everybody else, and sometimes I get down, and saying, is this stuff any good or not? But I make stuff that I like and it feels good to me. But when I get, comments back from people, that just makes it all the more worth it. So.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I've been that way. I've been that way. I'll do something and there's just doesn't seem to be much interest in it. You're like, what are you talking about? This is changing art. This is amazing. You're going to write about this in 20 years. And it just doesn't happen. And then somebody comes in and buys it, and you're like, I'm walking on cloud nine, I'm like, I was right. Good stuff.
Right. It feels good.
Music
is therapy. Music is therapy in the end, but it's great when it can also, touch other people.
Oh yeah. And one of the great things, I'll tell you how powerful music is Anybody listening, and everybody can do this. This is a great experiment to just point out what I'm talking about. What music, what song was playing first time you kissed a girl or a guy or, you know, whatever you happen to think? Everybody knows. It comes into their mind immediately. Nobody has to sit and think about that for an hour. They know it because it sticks with you, you know. Or I can name a summer of 2005, and everybody's like, oh yeah, this is what I was listening to. You know, they know, you know. It's great. Now I can say, you know, what book were you reading the summer of 2005? They'll have to think about that. You just, like, you know, it doesn't just pop in.
Totally.
But it's amazing.
Yeah.
And your music so resonates with people. And, you know, your music, the tracks we played today, and I have to say, I love all three, and especially Mechanical Heart. When I think about fall 2019, that's going to be the one that pops up.
Yeah,
woohoo!
That's awesome.
There you go.
Love it. Yeah,
very cool.
Keep supporting your local artists. It just makes the world go round. So thank you.
Absolutely. And I want to thank you also, we're right up against the time, but I want to thank you also for taking time out of your schedule and whatnot to be on the show and class to join up around here. You know, it's fantastic. And I also, before we go, want to give you're working with a fantastic publicity PR firm called Clutch 32 Publicity, and they are just dynamite, everybody. If you are a musician and you're looking for help on the PR side of things, we have a link up to them as well. I suggest you, get a hold of them and figure out what you got to do, you know, wash Ryan's car or pick up the dry cleaner. No, I'm probably write him a check. Yeah, get them in your corner. They know what they're doing. Very cool. Well, thanks again, Natasha. You're cool.
No problem.
Fun, you know?
Thank
very,
you.
Very
Thank awesome. You for having me.
Anytime. Be glad to have you back anytime. Well, that's going to wrap it up for us today, folks. Again, like and share. We have links to all of her social media, Natasha Jane Jillian, and be on the lookout for her. She's got amazing stuff going on and just more to come. Very, very cool. This episode, of course, will be converted to a podcast and pushed out on all the various social media platforms and all these podcasting platforms we're on. We are on officially, last count that I got, 225 different podcasting platforms. How cool is that? The big one, of course, is Apple Podcast. And if you are listening to the show in the future on Apple Podcast, hello from the past, do me a quick favor. It doesn't cost anything. Hit that ratings and review. Keeps us up at the top of the page. And really, what that translates to, ladies and gentlemen, what that means, when I'm talking to advertisers and everything, if we're at the top of the page, well, you know, they answer the phone when I call and stuff. It's amazing how that works. No, all of our advertisers are cool. I'm kidding. They're very nice. Check them out. A lot of them have holiday specials going on right now. And for those who have listened to the commercials, you'll have all those codes for the different things and whatnot where you can save some money. We will talk to everybody. What is today, Natasha? Today is Thursday, isn't it? Wow. That's amazing.
Good
I am
day
off
tomorrow.
Until. Yeah. You got big plans this weekend?
Not big plans, but no plans are good plans for me. So.
Yeah. I hear that. I can't even talk about crazy ideas. I'm getting into this beekeeping. I think I'm going to set up a beehive in our backyard this weekend. That's the plan. Right before
That's
we came on
big.
The air, I'm telling you, I bought one of those white beekeeping outfits off of Amazon. I'm into it, man. I'm into it.
That's hilarious.
Anyways, so look for pictures of me all stung up and everything if that happens on Facebook. Hey, everybody, have a great weekend. We will see you next time. Thanks again, Natasha.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everybody.
This has been pop art painter Jamie Rocks's Pop Rocks Radio Talk Show. It has been executive produced by Jamie Rocks, recorded at his studio in Deerfield Beach in South Florida. All rights reserved by Pop Rocks Limited for broadcast on Blog Talk Radio.
Estás escuchando Jamie Rocks de Pop Rocks Radio. Manténganse al tanto.
Hej, det här är Hicks från Sverige och ni lyssnar till Pop Rocks Radio med Jamie Rocks.
Blog Talk Radio.